So we are now under the ramp to the highway.
We're under one particular ramp, but we're looking at the beginning of the encampment.
Pastor Tom Kindeth from Calvary Temple in Wayne led me down a dingy alley in Patterson to the homeless squat where he chose to live for a week in the dead of winter.
We're about 7 to 10 minutes drive from our church, but it is quite a different world here.
This world is mainly hidden under a ramp where routes 80 and 19 converge.
These guys have gotten into my heart. They're my brothers now. We literally call ourselves the Bridge Boys. They've welcomed me in. You know, what did I go through? Well, I wanted to identify. I wanted to experience what they experienced.
For 7 nights, he slept outside. The mercury dipped to 10 degrees.
3 men, until we brought them sleeping bags, they were huddled under one blanket. We did build a fire. Every night, there's a fire that's burning. People now bring firewood every night.
Pastor Kindeth counted 100 different people out here on the streets. Many share the same sad story of addiction.
They're shooting up heroin. You could see the physical struggle that's there.
Living in the cold without comforts, without shelter or a shower, deepened the pastor's compassion.
The long-term goal is to establish what I'm calling a dream center or a hope center, which is a residential program.
In the meantime, congregants show up here weekly with food, sleeping bags, and a smile.
We really do care, and we're going to do everything that we can long-term to help them.
In Patterson, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
We're standing not far from Route 80. We can see that above us.
It's a world seldom seen. Most of us drive right over Route 80 through Patterson without ever realizing homeless people live under the ramps.
Every Friday night, we have been holding Bible studies under this bridge or down at one of the parks. Every Friday, we have full meals that we bring.
Pastor Tom Kindeth with Calvary Temple in Wayne wanted to understand truly what it's like to be homeless. In the dead of winter, he spent 7 nights under the highway.
The particular week that I found myself out here was the coldest week of this winter. It was about 10 degrees one night, another night 15. People are literally freezing to death.
The experience was life-altering.
What did I go through? Well, I wanted to identify. I wanted to experience what they experienced. Didn't shower for the whole week. Sure, it was cold. I think it was running on a lot of adrenaline. Through that time, you somewhat get used to the cold.
Pastor Kindeth says for many, the vicious cycle of addiction is why they're trapped in utter desperation.
I have a deeper compassion.
Long term, he plans to open a hope center.
A residential program, substance abuse related for men, for women, refuge for human trafficking victims. Soup kitchen.
In the meantime, you'll find the pastor under the bridge every Friday with food, blankets, and a sympathetic ear.
These guys are my brothers. We really are close. I mean, through the week, it was incredible, the camaraderie that was built.
In Patterson, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.